Once again, congratulations to Associated Students' newly elected student leaders for fall semester 2013, of whom I have one in studio right this minute. Simon Fraser is grinning at me. He has been the president of Associated Students, and we didn't manage to scare the poor man half to death so that he wouldn't apply for any kind of re-election. We get to have him again, which is great news, as student trustee next year. Simon, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
We'll have a headset for you momentarily. No, you'll be able to hear. With all that's been going on, what are you looking forward to most for your new year of service, and what is going to be the biggest challenge?
I think what I'm looking forward to has to be just starting a new chapter is going to be what I'm going to say. You know, the Associated Students did a lot this year, especially with the Board of Trustees. And as you know, I did a lot with the Board of Trustees directly. The difference between the student trustee position and the president's position is that the student trustee isn't actually part of the Associated Students. The student trustee is a very separate, distinct position in student representation. And so that would actually give me a lot more freedom to be able to question things from a trustee point of view and to be able to critically analyze a lot of issues directly with the trustees. As the president, I get to sit at the board next to the Board of Trustees. I get to sit on the side. However, I don't actually get to do anything else with it. I don't have the opportunity to question Dr. Rocha at any point. I don't have the opportunity to speak whenever I want. I have to sort of eke my hand into the air and hope that they call on me. And so now, as the student trustee, I'll have the right to speak, frankly, as much as I want to.
Excellent.
And to be able to critically analyze the stuff that the Board of Trustees get, because sometimes I wonder if they're actually looking, and sometimes I wonder if they're really listening and hearing the arguments for and against. You know, when you're a trustee, it's very easy to be elected in the community for this position, to care about your community, certainly, and to care about the college. But it isn't the primary focus all the time for the trustees. The trustees have day jobs. They have other lives. They serve on other boards. And so while I'm sure they care about the college, this isn't the only thing they have going. They come in once, maybe, and twice a month, examine issues for a few hours, and then leave. And then they'll do events on campus every now and then. And some of them take more of an active role than others, but generally, their only time on campus is that period. And so what I want to be able to do is be a student trustee and a trustee in general who cares about this college enough to put in the effort to examine the issues.
And that's
what I think the trustees are missing.
In fact, that was a comment that you had made before, was that you didn't think the trustees were getting adequate information. You didn't think that they really saw, because of what you just said, that they're really not here all the time as you would be. This wouldn't be their primary focus. What will you do in addition to being able to say whenever you have an opinion, this is what I think, what else will you do to make sure that they get the information they need to make informed decisions?
Well, one of the things that I'm looking forward to is the ability to help set the Board of Trustees' agenda. The trustees each have the opportunity to decide what they want on the agenda, and then the board president puts it together in conjunction with Dr. Rocha. And I think that by ensuring that the right information gets into the packets and the right and that knowing what's going to come up on an agenda before it's even released. Because right now, the only time I know what's going to be on an agenda is because it's released to the public. And at that point, it's too late to add anything. As the trustee, I'll be able to see what's coming up, be able to work out what additional information they need, and then provide it before it's too late to get into that packet. Because that packet controls everything. When you're subject to the Brown Act, you have the requirement that everything you discuss and everything that you make a decision based on is public record. And so to make my arguments and to make the appropriate information part of the public record in advance of the decision will help show all sides of the argument.
Now, when you say the Brown Act, you and I know what that means, but our listeners might not.
Sure. The Brown Act is a open meetings law in California. And an open meeting law says that if you are a public legislative body, as in you're a city council, you're a school board, you are a hospital board of trustees, any kind of public entity that is elected, you have to follow a rule that your agenda is public and that you do not discuss anything on your agenda outside of a meeting so the public can know what you're discussing and why you're making the decisions you make. No closed-door meetings unless they're about specific issues such as personnel issues, such as negotiations with the unions, but otherwise it all has to be an open session. And you cannot discuss and decide on anything that isn't on your agenda. And the reason that those are important is because then the public will know, A, what they're going to be discussing. B, they can feel assured, assuming that everyone's following the rules, that they're making decisions based on what they hear at that meeting, where the public can also get the same information, that they're not being corralled behind closed doors to make a different decision or to make a decision a certain way. And when you have that trust in the public, in your public entity figures, in your government, the public in theory is meant to be able to trust at least the decisions you're making are for the reasons you're stating.
How does that relate then to some of the things that happened this past semester? The public can come in, however, mm-hmm. I don't need to finish the sentence.
Well, everyone saw that public comment period. And there's a misnomer that the Board of Trustees is not allowed to say a word in response to public comment. They are. They're allowed to respond with factual information that's already public record. They're allowed to ask questions. They're allowed to direct someone, say another board member, or they can direct a member of the administration to follow up with someone to bring it back on a later agenda. So there are ways that the Board of Trustees can respond to this public input, but they didn't. And the question I have is why? And I don't think that it's a misunderstanding of the Brown Act. I really don't. So I have to question, is the Board of Trustees really listening? Are they at that point where they're asking the right questions? And sometimes I doubt that.
What would be some of the questions that you, and we may have to come back to this, I can see that we're going to have mm-hmm. to take a break. What would be some of the questions that you would most want to ask as a trustee to some of the things that you've heard said this past semester?
Where are you getting your information? Mm-hmm. Where has it come from? What data do you have to support it? Where is the evidence? Why are you bringing forward this as a proposal when there are, and if there are, so many other people who are saying it's the wrong decision? So what is your evidence?